Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I mean, you are really finding these different renditions. Like, I feel like you set aside an hour or something and just start really going to find the different renditions of these instrumental, these Christmas music instrumentals.
Yeah, man, I love a little change up with the Christmas music. I love different renditions.
You guys watched any Christmas movies recently?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Laid on the floor last night and watched Grinch with the girls.
Did you? Yeah.
Oh, they're really into Grinch, man. Laney runs around. Ginch.
I'm trying to remember
until
which
we put
one
it on
I
that TV, Chief.
I walked in the house. The worst of all the Christmas movies was on Elf.
Get the hell out of here. That's a top fiver.
It's not.
You really don't like Elf?
I don't.
And oh, I like I've Will. Talked. You don't like Will?
I love Will. I don't like Elf. It doesn't do it for me.
That was one of our first we watched this year.
I go the other way. Yeah, with Elf. I went in and started watching. I started sliding to the Everybody Loves Raymond reunion special. go against Elf. You give me Christmas Story. You give me Christmas Vacation.
Santa Claus.
You give me Santa Claus 1 and 2. 2 is my favorite. The Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
You give me 4 Christmases, a solid one to me.
Mm-hmm.
Family Stone, great.
What about Bad Santa?
Bad Santa, not bad. Fred Claus, not bad.
That's
either.
What I watched last
I like
night.
Vince.
I watched
Vince.
Fred Claus.
Some good ones out there. There are some good ones. Yeah, man.
Classic Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, so I mean, there's some good ones. Home Alone 1 and 2, obviously they're in there.
The third one can piss off.
I don't believe in that kid.
Yeah, that kid's
but,
stupid.
But nah, man, I can't. I just Elf ugh, and USA Damn. Just really biting the hand off Turner. USA, oh, we're gonna play it all night long like TBS and TNT does a Christmas Story.
About that.
All right.
P-F-F-F-F-F-T.
Yeah. Someone texted in, Elf is stupid. Home Alone is the best. Black people don't like Elf or Will Ferrell. That's not true. I think a lot of people in my household like Elf. And I'm a fan of Will in really everything but Elf.
You must have a problem with Zoe Deschanel.
Didn't love Blades of Glory. I'll pull that
really? I love that
Didn't
one.
Love Blades of Glory. But.
Sex on ice.
Ricky Bobby, everything else. Yeah, I love Will Ferrell. Oh, Saturday Night man. Live, love it. It's not Elf.
I think Blades of Glory is like so underrated. That movie makes me laugh.
Properly rated. I think it's properly rated. All right, let's do a little real or fake. I say a statement. You let me know if it's real or fake. 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this as well. Real or fake, Tyler, Jacksonville is the best team in the AFC right now, real or fake? The Jags are the best team in the AFC
right now, here today. After that Raiders game, I have to say real. But that is currently as we sit and stand so right saying, here in this moment.
You're saying you thought that the Texans were the best team in the AFC before the Raiders game? In the AFC,
I would say going into this last. Oh, you're asking. See, I was thinking AFC South. That's my bad.
Yeah, okay.
AFC. Oh, hell no. Okay. Yeah. That's my bad. I was thinking AFC South, and I'd give it to him for a week. But AFC overall, hell no, not Duval.
You don't think so?
No. Disgusting.
Pull itself together, Clint. Jacksonville is the best team in the AFC, real or fake?
I think it's fake. I would go with Denver. I know they just shellacked them, but I think as a whole
in Denver, yeah,
I would go with Denver. You're talking about a team that's been at the top of the AFC all year long. They're still the team at the top of the AFC right now, I believe. Right, they're still the one seed right now. Is that correct? Denver's still the one seed right now?
Yeah, technically.
And so
everybody, but hell, the Texans have a path to the one seed.
Well, so they've been at the top of the AFC all year long. They are currently the one seed, and last week was not a good look. But I would still say that the Denver Broncos are a more dangerous team in the playoffs than the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Cornbread says fake. Ray says fake. Text line coming in. Says real, I don't want to say real.
Go play as a Jaguar.
Because when I watch that team, when I look at that team and I start to, like, if I had to pull up the Jags depth chart and I look at that team, that just does not look like the AFC's best team.
Duval.
But in the last month or so, they beat the hell out of the Chargers. Who is a playoff team. I mean, they beat the brakes off the Chargers. And then they went into Denver and beat Denver on the road and controlled that game. And Trevor Lawrence looked like he was in a different level than Bo Nix. Now, I could say that's for that day, but Trevor Lawrence has been looking like this for about a month plus right now. And to me, it would be between Jacksonville and New England at this point right now, or Buffalo. And I think right now, both sides, I think the Jags are playing like the best team in the AFC right now. I'm going to say real. They have been extremely impressive. I understand more now since Friday the feel of Houstonians and why they just cannot take the Jags serious. But they've had a couple of impressive victories over some playoff teams. And if you're in Jacksonville, they would probably tell you, we played the Texans for 8 quarters, and they could say to themselves, 6 to 7 of those quarters, we were the better team.
Yep.
All of what you said might be factual.
29-10 in the fourth quarter and lose.
But Jags are going to jag at some point.
They probably will. All right, Clint, I'm going to start with you. Azeez Alshire being out Sunday was a much bigger loss than I expected. Real or fake?
I think it's real. I think it's real. You know, obviously we've heard D'Amico Ryans multiple days talk about how important he is, the main communicator, the quarterback of the defense. You know, but when you lose Azeez, you don't just lose that. I think you lose, again, a big part of your identity, of who you are. You're talking about a guy in the middle that plays downhill, and you know, you can argue that, hey, EJ Speed came in and plays downhill. You know, you look at Toa Toa. He plays downhill. They all are very similar players. But I think when you lose that quarterback of your defense and that voice, just simply the voice changes. Not taking any shots at Toa Toa, you know, being a different communicator. Just when that voice changes, I think it impacts the defense in a big way.
Yeah, I'm gonna say real too. I knew he was extremely important, but it seemed like you could argue they had their worst defensive performance against maybe the worst offensive team that they have played this year. And the big thing that was missing was him, right? Like, they had some injuries up front, but the big thing was missing was him. And you saw some of those run plays that were they were getting yards on, and you know, that long touchdown run is one that jumps out to you about him. So yeah, I was surprised that it appeared he was a bigger deal especially against that offense than he has shown to be. All right, Tyler, real or fake? I'm gonna start with you on this one. The Miami Hurricanes, they have a better chance to pull off an upset over Ohio State than Alabama does over the number one team in the country, the Indiana Hoosiers. Miami's a 9.5-point dog. Bama's a 6.5-point dog. Miami has a better chance to pull an upset over Ohio State than Bama does Indiana. Real or fake?
Oh, I got to go fake. Just because they beat the hell out of my squad, nah, that's fake. Just because my squad couldn't score a touchdown against Miami, no, they. I'm giving them very little shot to beat Ohio State, and I think that Bama-Indiana game is going to be a hell of a one to watch. So I'm going fake on that one.
Clint, real or fake? Miami has a better chance to pull off an upset over Ohio State than Alabama does over Indiana.
I'm going to go real. I think it's a very, very similar matchup to what we saw at A&M. Now, I'm not saying A&M is Ohio State or vice versa. I'm just saying you're going into a hostile environment. It's going to be really, really loud. That you're going to have a ton to deal with. They've already done it. We really don't. Let's be honest. I think we've talked about this before. Like, we really don't know who Ohio State is, right? And really, the only opportunity, the team that played Texas out of the chute that beat them 14-7 or whatever the hell it was, like,
that's it.
That team Miami's going to be able to damn sure play with. And the team that
lost 13-10 to Indiana. Come on, man! Championship.
Come on, man! So, like, is Indiana really that good, or is Ohio State not quite as good as we thought? So, yeah, I think Miami is
tonight's meal: tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is going in there.
I think both of them are going to be games.
Oh, I think they're going to be hella games. Yeah, yeah. But I think Miami's going in there with a very similar approach to what they just did at A&M. Maybe obviously it's going to be. I haven't checked the weather, but I imagine it's going to be a little colder up there. So that could be an issue. But man, I got to believe that Miami's got a lot of confidence. Man, we just did it. In A&M, they got some dudes now. I'm not saying they're Ohio State. I know Ohio State's got three dudes that are in the top 10 in the Heisman finalists, but they got some dudes. So I think Miami's in familiar territory where they're headed. I don't know that we can say the same about that other game.
Yeah, the other Ty Simpson.
I like him a lot.
And Beck. There's a bit of a difference there. Yeah, I trust Simpson a lot more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.